Endicott College football coach Paul McGonigal is joining us for his weekly coaches show with us here on MSONewsSports.com. Paul, welcome.
Thanks, Bill. Good morning.
Here we are. You guys are sitting at 4-1, coming off a 66-0 win over Hilbert out in Western New York last week on Saturday. You know, watching the Patriots, I think I have a feeling, I think I know how those Hilbert fans might have felt after Saturday's game, but put it into context for us here for you guys picking up the fourth win on the road.
Yeah, like I mentioned last week, I mean, obviously traveling all the way out to, you know, 8 hours or so to Buffalo obviously is an issue. Not an issue, but it's different than a, you know, local ride or having home games like we've had. But also the flip side of the team can bond by default. So going out there, and the kickoff wasn't to 2:30, so that was a change of that we're used to. But I thought the players, you know, overcame those small little adversities. We started a little bit slow, but obviously started fast, and the score doesn't show. I mean, we had some turnovers on their side of the ball and whatnot. So, you know, they're a newer program. You know, the coach is doing a great job there, but it was obviously great to get a win and get most players in the game.
You know, I think last week we didn't talk a lot about your quarterback, Clayton Marenghi, and, you know, he was one of three quarterbacks that played, but obviously got the bulk of the yardage and so on, throwing 10 of 13 for 189 yards and a 92-yard for a long pass completion. So, you know, we have talked about him quite a bit, but obviously another solid outing from him.
Yeah, Clay's been doing a good job. You know, this game he did a good job going through his reads. I mean, the 92-yard pass is actually probably about an 8-yard throw. You know, on the stats you see that, but it was, you know, an 8-yard throw he threw to Shane Elward, who went out there and made a couple kids, you know, broke a couple tackles, and Jacob Ward, our freshman tight end, who's been playing every game as a freshman, you know, made a good block, and Shane just gave all the effort to pick a score. And the big thing about that play was they drove down. We were up 10-0. They were driving down the field. They had first and goal, and we ended up stopping them on fourth and goal, and then that was the very next play. So it could have been 10-3 or 10-7 us, and then it flips to us getting a stop, and then 17-0. Just tells you how much football can change in an instant.
Absolutely. When you mentioned Shane Elward out of Tewksbury, seven catches, 164 yards, three TDs, and obviously we were just talking about one of them there. But he just keeps coming along for you guys, doesn't he?
He does. You know, he's just kind of a good old steady Eddie. You know, he just kind of shows up. Like I said, last week, he's blue collar. You know, no gloves, no tape, no nothing. Just kind of shows up, does his job, and does it very quietly. And so he's been a captain since sophomore for a reason.
Paul, I've talked to a couple of coaches here in the last week or so, and it seems like kicking keeps coming up. And I'm going to bring it up with you here because I just noticed in the box score that you use two different kickers for out, and I don't remember if you've done that in the past, but two different kickers out there this past weekend, one for PATs and one for the field goal. Am I right on that, or did you just mix it up?
No, well, Ryan Smith's our kicker. He did a kickoffs and extra points, and Luke Rodet, you know, local product from Essex. He, you know, obviously he's our backup kicker, and then we got up a little bit. We want to get Luke some. He got called in some games last year, and I think anytime you can get a backup in to get some more experience under pressure, he stepped in and was 3 of 3. So we kind of, it's no different than the backup quarterback going in the game. It was more Luke's time to go in there and get some reps on kickoffs and PATs as well.
That's what I kind of thought, but I thought maybe I'd missed something and it would be worth a question or two. All right, so now you're off. You have a bye week this week. So what do you do? How do you plan that out, getting ready for your next game, which won't be until the 14th?
I think like most teams, you know, they'll scout the next opponent, and we have a very tough one coming up, and you know, and start conference play with Western New England, and at the same time, so, you know, what do self-scout yourself and things that, you know, you're doing good or bad, or what things you can work on as a coach, as a player, you know, from a game management stuff to practice tempos, and hopefully you can get some guys, you know, have some bumps and bruises, a little healthier too at the same time.
Plus, the academics, they're kicking in here early in October as well for the guys, I'm sure, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Usually it's a Monday's a big academic day for those guys. You know, they coaches have weekly academic meetings with the players individually as well. But you know, they're definitely they're hard on the books every single day. I mean, the way our office is set up, we have guys, you can just see them, they'll come by and, you know, say hi. At the same time, you'll see guys on different days, like just studying and on the couches and the chairs and in the classrooms as well.
Well, Paul, anything else? We'll hold off our conversation on your game, the homecoming game on the 14th, 2 weeks away from now, approximately. But anything else you want to share with us or updates from Endicott football?
Not right now. No, I think we're good on this front. Just get back to work now.
You got it. All right. Paul, thanks for your time, and we'll talk again in another week, and we'll get the preview then on the Western New England game on the 14th. Take care.
Great. Sounds good, Bill. Thank you.
Paul McGonigal with us, head football coach at Endicott College, here with us on MSO, newsports.com.